put a towel on. Why did I write that?
Let's talk about that.
How to put a towel on?
Yeah. How do you?
What other way is there just to put it on you?
Okay.
Oh, I think I meant which way do you fold in?
What is your post-shower regimen?
Routine? Why'd you use that big word?
Because I forgot the word routine. Like, from the minute you turn the water off.
How many towels do you use?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
One.
Okay, and then you just wipe up the ground when you're done?
Well, you usually have a rug.
Oh, I don't have a rug.
When I don't have a rug,
I'm saying,
and there's, like, excessive water, yeah. Or I'll just lay, like, the old towel down as a rug.
Okay. Okay. But what part do you dry off first?
So here's the thing. I do my face first. I feel like that's, like...
Yes, because it's annoying from dripping. I gotcha.
Yeah. I do face, and then I, like, slick my hair back and then do that quickly because it, like, squeegees the water
you
out.
You do hair for after your face?
I don't dry it all the way. I just make it not drip.
Okay? You dry it for not dripping.
It's my anti-drip method.
Okay.
And then I'm really cold, right?
Yeah.
So then I take it and I go like this, like I'm putting on a cape, and then I wrap myself real quick.
You
and
put on like invisibility clothes?
Yeah. And then I like slowly shimmy it down. and then I dry at the front, and then
the eye contact you made with me there was
good. And then the rest.
Oh, I get out, face, chest, all the way, both legs.
Okay.
Back, hair, done, out, what? No, I was thinking about like when you put a towel on, you know how you wrap it around your waist? Do you tuck it in your right or left?
I tuck the left. The left is the upper or the outer. The right is what is inside.
Yeah, left tucks into the right.
Yeah.
That's weird to think about.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it. Isn't that weird? How you tie your shoes?
I double knot.
No, but like how? There's different ways to tie your shoes.
Do you do
SpongeBob way? I don't do the SpongeBob way.
I don't even know what SpongeBob way is.
Loopy loop and pull. Now your shoes are looking cool. What? Or good?
I do.
I might fuck that up.
Okay. Pretend these are the laces.
Okay. Oh, it's going to break your finger.
I go like this.
Yeah.
Then I tuck it.
Yeah.
And then tighten it real quick.
Yeah. And then take one a little bit.
And then make a loop.
Around your finger?
I still do that.
No, I don't do that.
I still do that.
I might look at ears.
But I, like the amount of times I tie my shoes in a year is...
Just slip them on.
Way less than I like sneeze. Like I don't even do it.
Did you just compare sneezing to tying your shoes?
The number, yeah.
Yeah. You don't tie your shoes?
Well, they're always... Well, like those blazers I do.
Yeah, it's a bitch.
But like everything else...
You slip on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm lazy like that too.
And then you get like your knuckles like dry for a minute, like right after you do it, and it hurts because you're, yeah.
When it's cold out? Is that what you're talking about?
No, all the time. Like when your sock rubs against your knuckle when you're trying to like fit it.
You suck. Okay, I have something here.
Okay.
How do you clap?
Give me the situation.
Clap for me.
Give me the situation.
College basketball game. You're there.
And something like big just happened?
Yeah, you're just cheering on.
Right?
No, you don't. No, but like, what's the angle?
Typically, I'm a...
Whoa, you're here.
Because...
That's like whiplash.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whiplash clap. Yeah.
Well, it's just like loud. My bad. But...
You don't do here?
The
cupping?
When I'm like fake clapping and like... It's like one of those assemblies or speeches and everyone claps. It's like as quiet as
possible.
Oh,
when you're supposed to clap, I don't clap.
Yeah. I get so used to it and I don't stop because I forget I'm doing this and it's so quiet. So I just keep doing it. And then I'm like, oh, I don't need to.
When's the last time you legitimately clapped for something and you actually like meant it?
I can't think of a time I've clapped more than once and meant it. It's usually like if I have to clap, it's...
When Grip and I went to the Platteville Loris second round D3 basketball game,
yeah,
I was clapping, dude.
Yeah.
But also, like, both those coaches were about to throw hands at each other.
Yeah.
We were going to that.
Get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim. Yeah.
Let me out of here.
Let me out of here, brother.
But, yeah, no, I don't think I've ever, like, meaningfully clapped. Really? I mean, I don't know if that's mean.
What flavor is fruit punch?
Fruit. Like every fruit?
What fruits in fruit punch?
I think of everything red with maybe one or two green or blue.
Those aren't fruits. Those are colors.
But like types of fruits. Like fruit punch, apple has got to be in there somewhere, right?
I don't know. It'd be apple juice.
But then with that is like something else red. Like a...
I'm not going to look it up.
Like a... There's got to be a hint of watermelon.
There's definitely watermelon. Maybe a hint of pineapple.
Hmm. Yeah. Maybe it's like hitting like the fork.
When you drink fruit punch, what do you drink? What do you like? What are you thinking? Because when you know when you taste something, you think of something?
Yeah.
Like Ratatouille?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you...
I don't know. I've drank it for like so long that I just think of fruit punch. I'm like, oh, this is fruit.
I want some Kool-Aid right now.
I was thinking about jammers.
Oh, yeah. There's some Kool-Aid jammers in there.
I'll get them later.
It's only grape though. I don't like grape. Tropical punch is what's that. What is tropical punch? That's like pineapple kiwi.
That's the B team of fruit punch.
Yeah. Tropical punch is the B team of fruit punch. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both just random assortments.
So no one knows.
Somebody does, just not us.
Oh, that's true. Well, maybe not.
Someone makes it.
I guess it's just sugar.
Okay. You know how there's things that like they shouldn't make other flavors of?
Like Pop-Tarts?
Like Skittles. I think the original flavor, like set of flavors, is the best. Because then they make tropical and wild berry. Wild berry's not bad.
Wild berry's good.
Yeah.
Well, the sour Skittles are good.
They hurt.
They cut your mouth. They're and also, good, if you don't pay hurt. Attention, you can like drown. No, suffocate. Choke? Choke. Your saliva gets so thick and it hits in your fucking
throat.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah. In your fucking throat.
Yeah.
And it like, yeah, that's some thick saliva.
Yeah. No, it's like the roof of my mouth is destroyed. Sometimes even my cheeks.
How many are you eating at a time? I eat like one of those at a time. I can't.
Well, see, like Sour Patch Kids, I had a problem because I would just like not stop and it would hurt so bad. But I just keep going.
Sour Patch Melons, dude.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good.
I've had a Swedish fish in years.
No.
What are Swedish fish?
Yeah, what flavor is
that?
No.
Why are they called Swedish fish?
Oh, I have no idea.
What the fuck?
I have no idea.
I just thought about that.
It's a classic, though. Classic.
I guess. It's smooth. Really smooth.
On your scale. Of 0 to 10, how much do you like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Ooh, like a 7, 9, 8, 1.
Really? Oh my God. I think they're overrated a little.
You're overrated.
I like Reese's Pieces.
You like Snickers more? Snickers are gross.
I'm more of a Twix guy.
Snickers aren't gross. I just don't like the nut.
That's where I'm at. That's why I like Twix.
The crunch, the wafer.
Yeah.
All them candy.
I still don't understand left and right Twix. What's going on there?
It's just a branding thing.
No, it's like actually different.
No, it's not.
Okay. Someone tried telling me it was different.
Different how? There's more caramel on the left. Is that proven, or are you just being that guy?
No, I'm dead ass.
Oh, more wafer on the right? That's crazy. People just kept buying Twix like me, and I had no idea there was a difference. So I could have had, like, a bad Twix.
That might be true. He's looking at it.
I don't think I would notice the more caramel, but I'd notice the more wafer.
What's the other candy bar I can't think of?
Milky Ways.
No, good. Snickers, Twix. What's the Kit Kat? Yeah, those are good. Those also melt really quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like wafery stuff.
Dude, that is the worst, though. When you have like chocolate candy and it like starts to melt because it's a little bit warm in your pocket and it's just gooey in the wrapper.
Yeah, it's definitely not a summertime thing.
No, all candy should be frozen.
Yeah.
You take it out, it's good.
I've frozen like Charleston chews.
Disgusting.
They're actually fine.
What's the cow one? Cowtail?
Oh, yeah. It's cowtails or something
like that.
Those
are fucking gross.
I'm not going to have those ever again.
I almost threw up.
Yeah. That like slithers down your throat. I don't like it.
Dude, I just burped stuff from last night. That was not good. I don't know about that, brother.
Let me out of here.
Let me out of here. Oh, so earlier today we were talking about the worst first date questions.
Yeah.
You brought up, do you still have an appendix? There's got to be more like that. That's pretty fucking funny.
Probably.
Dude, do you still have an appendix?
You said, yeah. You have your tubes tied?
It's more personal, but okay. Really,
well, so it's an appendix question.
Yeah, but it's an appendix. Fucking appendix.
What else would there be?
Appendicitis can kill, yeah. I think.
When was the last time you were in an
accident? Both kids? As in kidneys? Yeah. Both kids? What?
Both kids? What? I don't have any kids. Yeah, I don't know. That was kind of a... I mean, I was going somewhere when I asked him that. But when I asked Brendan...
You weren't going anywhere.
No, I was. I was.
Nah, no, you weren't.
Because he said something about stomach pain. I'm like, do you still have your appendix?
Oh.
But I don't remember.
It's not your stomach, though.
Where is it? Your leg?
Well, you're talking about this whole thing, your stomach, though? Yes. I mean, like, the individual stomach.
Oh, no.
Not your fucking leg. God. Do I think I have one. Do you have your tonsils?
No.
That's a
good one. Yes, I do, actually. I don't know why I said no.
Why'd you say no?
Because no one, I don't think anyone in my family has them. I'm the only one. Maybe my sister does. But both of my parents had theirs removed.
What are tonsils?
So when you get a sore throat and it's on like more of the sides.
I know, but why are they there?
Why is an appendix there?
Yeah, but like evolution-wise, hey, they're going to put this in humans, but we're going to take them out at 70% of people.
Also, how did they find out that they like we don't need certain things?
Like evolution?
They just,
or
like, they just like took a leap of faith and taken something out.
What are you talking about?
Tonsils and appendix.
How they'd figure that out?
Appendices.
The history of medical makes no sense. So.
Yeah, well, most of it is unethical.
Oh, well, yeah. You have to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Lobotomies, dude? Are you fucking... you kidding me?
Yeah, that's bad.
In your fucking eye? Yeah.
I don't like that.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest style?
I don't like that, actually.
Not at all?
No, I don't like eye stuff.
Eyes start watering?
Like, I'll have daymares of me running into a
shelf. You say daymares?
Yes, of me running into a shelf at Target, like, cutting the corner too hard and it hitting my eye. I hate it. I hate eye stuff.
Yeah, when someone tries to make, like, talks about eyes or tries to touch my eye starts watering. Kind of like Jennifer Aniston and Friends. I think she had that problem.
Did she?
Yeah, I felt included. Not included. Yeah, that's not
heard.
Thank you. Heard.
Represented.
Heard.
Yeah. Jerd.
Ew. I said slept with socks on. I don't know why I put that down. I think I did it.
Okay, what time? When do you do that?
No, I was not sober, so I think it just happened.
Okay. There was one time recently where I was...
Recently.
Running back. There was one time recently that I was like extremely tired. It may have been like when I either helped you move in or the next time. And yeah, I fell asleep with like jeans, socks, everything. And I slept tight.
Tight.
I did.
Sometimes when it's like cold and socks on, like I sleep with socks on is wild, but I was just so fucking tired.
If you're like,
kind of was nice.
Yeah. If you're really tired and you fall asleep with a sweatshirt, pants, okay, and socks, you know what? You feel hugged.
If you,
it's great. You
say hung?
Hugged.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good try. Sleeping with socks on only works if you have a hoodie and sweatpants on. And the hoodie's got to be on.
Exactly.
It can't be off. Because as soon as it's off, socks go off.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're clarified that at.
Yeah. Clarified that at.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
That's a good clarified that at.
Get me out of here, brother.
Sometimes.
What's the scariest animal? I'm going somewhere with this. I know it's a broad fucking question.
Real.
Real, yes, real animal. Like today, alive, not extinct.
Visually, or like how they, like if you were out.
All of the above.
Like if you were out in the woods in the dark and you heard it, is that what you're talking about?
By sound? No.
Or all of it just all around.
What's the scariest animal, dude?
Honestly, I hate alligators and crocodiles. Yeah, I don't want to be around that.
Maybe you just run away.
The thing is, they look so ominous. Like there's no happy.
Big word.
There's no happy. They're legit.
Yeah, they don't. They can't smile.
Yeah, anything. There's literally nothing.
Most animals can't, though. So.
Yeah, and then while I was saying the video of the one like growling.
I thought it was the mating thing. They're not growling.
Oh, I don't know.
Gators can't growl. They hiss.
Oh, yeah.
And then they like the thing with the thing with the mate.
Yeah, the ba with the
bars. Ba with the ba, the bang, the bang. Bang, bang.
But like, I hate those. But as far as big stuff, I don't know how I'd feel around a rhino either.
Rhinos are tough and they're fat.
Or hippo.
Hippo is probably the number one like actual answer. No, I was going Komodo dragon, dude.
Yeah.
Those things are actually small Godzillas that could run and they have venom and when they bite you.
Yeah.
They have venom.
Yeah. They need to be nerfed.
I saw a video of one biting a wildebeest's leg. And the wildebeest sat there for like 2-3 days, dying because the venom was slowly working. The Komodo dragon's just sitting there waiting.
That's terrible. Yeah.
And then when they fight, they stand up like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla. I think they're only in like...
Not here.
No, good one. That'd be a problem.
Yeah.
That'd be a problem, brother.
Yeah.
How they started making mammoths? I thought they were going to do that.
Making what?
Mammoths.
Oh, the DNA I'm sure they are, but like imagine that...
Where are you going
from? Okay, so they made like a half mammoth, half elephant that was born.
Yeah.
But now they're like purifying that. They're like, after a couple of generations, it'll be more of a actual mammoth, which will be sick.
Can we name it Manny?
I was going to say Manny's going to be real. Can you imagine being an animation studio influencing like the name of a unextinct?
Are they going to say, imagine being a voice actor? I'm like, I would love to be a voice
actor.
That
would be amazing, dude.
It would be so much fun.
Oh, I want to do that.
What would you be voice acting voice if you're the main character? Just your voice?
Of what?
You're a squirrel.
Okay. Definitely not my voice unless it's like the Nut Job movie.
I was thinking like Over the Hedge.
Oh. Well, they talk pretty normally though.
Bruce Willis is the fucking raccoon.
Yeah.
That's wicked.
Yeah. It's also kind of crazy how Steve Carell can like bring his voice up that high and sound like that.
Wait, he did the
squirrel.
Steve Carell needs to be studied.
Yeah.
Talented as hell. How do you can do Gru?
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
Who was the turtle? Was it Bill Hader? No.
No, that was Willis, I thought. Oh, no, Willis. No,
Bruce Willis is the raccoon.
Raccoon. That was...
What a movie, by the way. Over the Hedge?
Yeah.
Intense.
Did the, like, backyard of the yard security system thing with the exterminator?
Yeah, when the squirrel, like, was, like, the Flash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was insane.
Had a Quicksilver scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a...
chewy bark.
I guess I didn't die in Marvel. Speaking of Marvel on there, what is the coolest Marvel name? Now I'm thinking about like not superhero name, their real names.
Like the real name?
What was Moon Knight's name?
Well, he had two. It was Mark Spector.
Yeah, that's okay.
Or...
Dude, Tony Stark?
Tony Stark is
a good name. Peter Parker, that's a little too many P's.
Yeah, but it fits his age.
That's true.
He definitely, like, that's a Peter Parker age.
Tony Stark's a crazy... Captain America... Steve Rogers.
Yeah, Steve Rogers.
That sucks.
Thor Odinson.
Okay, well, that's not...
That's a guy.
That's not Earth.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Tony Stark would be the one I'd want if I could. Stark is just a cool last name.
Stark Industries, dude?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Although Matt Murdock is kind of cool.
Yeah, but it sounds so superhero-y.
Because it's a, like alliteration, like the same... Mm-mm. Same first letter. Like Bruce Banner, Peter Parker.
Bruce Banner sucks.
Yeah.
What's Scarlett Johansson's?
Natasha Romanoff.
That's pretty cool. That's super Russian though.
Yeah.
Romanoff.
Yeah. Natasha
Romanoff. I totally forget Florence Pugh is in Marvel.
Yeah, I know.
Because she's too good of an actor. Well, they all are, but except for like...
Steven Yeun is going to be in it soon.
Elizabeth Olsen's a good actor. Who's not a good actor that's in Marvel?
I don't think there's anyone like completely bad.
Brie Larson.
I just don't like her attitude.
Yeah, I don't like how she Brie Larson's attitude makes me mad. I don't know about.
I don't like how.
The Room movie, dude. Room, The Room. Mm-hmm. Holy shit!
Yeah, that is a heavy movie. It's good.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Like sometimes, especially when I watch the interviews or press things, and she comes in and
definitely a definite vibe killer.
Yeah, I didn't really like how she carried herself. That was my biggest issue, was like how she talked and stuff like that. And then her character is literally the exact same way.
I also don't like... Well...
Also...
What's her real name?
In real life?
No.
Or Carol Danvers.
Okay, I'm glad you knew what I was trying to say.
But. Yeah. Bucky Barnes.
Yeah, that sucks. Bucky?
Bucky
Barnes. It's a terrible name.
I forget what his actual name is. Oh, James Buchanan Barnes. That's what his full name is.
That's Bucky's closer.
Yeah. So it's just his whatever, their little nickname, Bucky. I wouldn't mind that as a nickname if I had to. Better than being called James, I think.
I'd rather be called Paul Atreides.
Paul Atreides is sick. Although when we were watching it again, all I can think of is like...
Oh yeah, I forgot you saw it twice.
You're in... I didn't, actually. But, like, when we watched Dune 2...
Oh, you said again.
Well, like, because I watched Dune, like, the first Dune.
Okay, actually, okay, for yeah.
The fact that it's, like, Paul, Jessica, and the year is 10,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, you haven't came up with new names? It's year 10,101.
I know.
No! Oh, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I ain't Peter Parker.
Can you get a marker grip? We're playing MASH. I don't care.
Okay.
If you don't know MASH is, not my fault. Figure it out. It's old. But I remember when I was a kid, you thought it was real.
Like it would manifest?
Yeah, like it was your destiny.
Yeah.
Good game. Just kind of.
I mean, it still could, right? Maybe.
Huh?
It still probably could, right? Happen.
This?
Yeah.
What the options we're going to have? No. So the categories are where you're living in. It's like a mansion, apartment, shack house.
Yeah.
Your job. How many kids you have or want. So we're both going to fill it out. But it's going to be for you, like your future.
Okay.
So spouse, city, where you're living, and car. But it could be anything from a shopping cart to okay. a skateboard to a unicycle if you're going crazy.
Mm.
So we got to fill this out. So four options per category. Okay. Job.
Job. Okay.
When you mix it up.
Stunt car driver.
Ooh. That's it. How much should I make?
I don't know. That's tough.
How much do you
like one of those like body like
I got one.
Like body retrievals in water people?
Oh, those videos, those cops are diving underwater looking for bodies. Yeah. What do you fucking call that?
I don't know.
Body
divers.
I think it's just a police, but there's just like a sector.
A sector. Yeah.
Loki's sector.
Yeah.
Loki, that's a terrible name.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. There's people in real life that have that.
Jake Gyllenhaal in Prisoners was named Loki. Yeah, that Loki. Was cool. He also had Tourette's. He was like way cooler for some reason.
Yeah. He did well, though. That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard Roadhouse is doing good.
It's out?
No, but like critic reviews and stuff is looking pretty good.
Gyllenhaal doesn't really do bad that much bad stuff.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes it's supposed to be writing.
Bad. Loving Other Drugs, which is what it was.
But. Yeah.
What was that? Body Retrieval Diver.
Yeah.
Oh, my one? Game Master from Helldivers?
Yeah.
Your whole job is just to edit the whole...
Yeah, basically like send reinforcements for the...
Enemy?
Enemy.
So Video Game Master? That's
great. Yeah.
Body Retrieval. Water.
Yeah.
One more. Give me some shit, dude. These are all kind of a lot of money. All
right. Beekeeper.
All right, Jason Statham. How many kids? We'll do zero. We have to put that in there.
Yeah, two, which is a realistic answer.
Do you do like negative 0.5 and just let your mind wander what that means?
I mean, I think I know
that's
what it means.
That's kind of miscarriagey. That sucks.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that.
That's horrible.
So 12.
12 and then like 106 or something ridiculous.
Like a donor's number, like a regular donor's number.
106.
Yeah.
Okay. Spouse. This is going to be fun.
Okay. Let's see. Let's think of like some really out of pocket.
I'm going to put Brandon.
Brandon.
My roommate is one. God, that'd be horrible.
Reverend Mother.
Like the actress or the actual person from Dune? What are you talking about?
Yep.
Just Reverend Mother?
Reverend Mother.
Okay. Was it Jessica Ferguson? Is that her name?
No, like the Reverend Mother.
Well, she got silenced, so I don't know if she is anymore.
No.
What are you talking
about?
Like
Jessica, how she became Reverend Mother.
Yeah, but what's her actress name?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, did any...
Rebecca Ferguson.
Did anyone ever find out exactly who that whole like debacle thing was? They like yelled at her?
Who? What?
Yeah, she like said that she refused to work with some actor because they yelled at her. It was like a prestigious actor. Oh. Yelled at her like years ago.
Rebecca Ferguson?
Yeah.
Why? She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Basically said she was trash. Somebody said that to her.
Reverend Mother.
Okay, what's also crazy? Let's see. What's something that would be like...
It's 2024. Can I do like a toothbrush or something? Like a pan. Nonstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nonstick pan, yeah.
Okay.
You're pansexual.
I'd honestly... We're going to go with 1969 Dodge Charger.
As your spouse.
Yep. You picked a pan, okay.
You can't have two objects... Two people. We got three people in an object.
Okay, fine.
No, these are all weird. Give me one that like, you're hoping for. Madeline Klein? Am I put that for
sure.
You?
Sure.
Margot Robbie?
I don't care. Just put one
you,
of those
you
two.
Care.
There's only one spot left, so can't share it.
MC, dog. City, where you living? This character is stupid.
Yeah, see, I forgot that there's cities outside of America. Okay, let's go. Let's venture that way.
Expand your mind a bit.
Is there like any actual big cities in Australia? Sydney. Put that.
Nemo? What?
Yeah, put Sydney. Sydney would be sick.
There's a lot of spiders.
But it's city, right? It'll be a little less, maybe.
It says city, but it can be like more specific than that.
Metropolitan area. What does that mean?
Chicago metropolitan area?
Yeah. Where's like similar, yeah, like, where's it like Scottsdale?
Can we do Rockford, Illinois?
But how long are you trying to live?
I don't know what's on here though.
It's terrible.
That place. Shit's so ass.
Terrible place. I'm sorry.
It's the worst. Compton be fun. That's not as bad as
what year?
Like 92.
Okay.
That's Pete Compton.
Okay. Yeah.
I tell from The Chronic by Dr. Dre. I don't really know.
Yeah. I think another good one would be like something in Canada, like Vancouver.
I've been to Vancouver. It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Okay. VC.
Yeah.
One more.
Hong Kong.
Snap answer. All right. Car.
69 Dodge Charger.
Here we go.
Just say 69 DC.
That's your like favorite, right? Whatever.
Yep. Dream car.
Okay, so that's yours. I'm gonna give you one now.
Okay.
An Aldi shopping cart. So you like you need a
coin. Yeah.
I think. Is that still a thing?
Oh what? Yeah, you still need a coin.
Aldi shopping cart.
Okay, ready for mine?
I can't say. Oh, I'm an idiot.
Decked out lifted golf cart with the Halo Warthog kit.
As in the sound?
No, just how it looks. Like a short little Halo Warthog.
Golf cart Halo.
Yep.
All right, one more.
A train.
I was going hoverboard. Train. Having your own train would be fucking sick, though.
Yeah.
Would it?
You can sprint up and down the train.
It's in Polar Express with a ghost. Or Snowpiercer.
Yeah, Snowpiercer.
That's sick. A good fucking movie.
Yeah.
That's great. That's like my favorite Chris Evans movie. 3, 2, 1, before we go.
Probably. Well, I haven't seen that really.
Dude, that movie made me cry. And he directed it and wrote it. I'm like, dude, this is fucking awesome.
I don't know. I think Snowpiercer might be my favorite.
Defending Jacob?
That's a show. That was good. That's a good show. Yeah, I did watch that.
He's a good actor. I think Captain America's killed him, to be honest.
I think he knows that.
Yeah, well, they all know that. That's why Oppenheimer was like for RDJ, like sick.
Yeah. Well, did you hear what he said about it too? He's like, he basically was thanking Christopher Nolan for that. Yeah. He's like, you also gave me hope in myself again that I could do something other than that.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, Christopher Nolan as a spouse has been fucking sick.
That would have been sick. You know how many times he could be on set? Be an extra in all of his movies.
Can I put Christopher Nolan substituting for Reverend Mother?
Yep.
I feel like that marriage wouldn't go well, though. I feel like he's a very complicated man.
Well, just because like you're a spouse doesn't mean you have to like... You know, it could be a legal spouse.
No, we're spousing it up.
Okay.
I mean, he made...
Arm in
arm. To make that.
You're arm in arm at every movie premiere of his?
Yeah. Oh,
dude. That'd be sick.
I'll marry him right now.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. Go on set. Hi, Matt Damon. Hi, Cillian Murphy.
How's it going, everyone? Nice to meet you. I've only seen you for all my life. Yeah, no, that's sick.
Oh, I should put Hugo Weaving. You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
That's that guy.
Oh, okay.
He's got an awesome voice. Oh, that's a good idea. All right, ready?
Yep.
So, I'm going to do tally marks, come around in circles, and you're going to tell me when to stop. Okay? Ready, set, go.
Stop.
8. So every 8, so we go all the way down, I'll cross it off, and then I'll update you, okay?
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're not a beekeeper.
Sick. That's fine.
That's actually annoying. So you got stunt car driver, body retrieval, water. That's how I wrote it.
Okay.
And then video game master.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No Madeline Klein.
Okay, that's fine. We got Christopher Nolan. We're good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No train for you. Which one's sick? Your lips just a quiver.
I wanted to cheer too.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No kid. Well, you won't have no kids, so you'll have kids.
You ain't got no kid.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No Rockford. That's a plus.
This is so far good.
Except for the train of Madeline Klein.
Yeah.
But
it's still going good.
Your spouses are Brandon, Christopher Nolan, or a nonstick pan. So
all ups.
I'm up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No shack. So you'd be living in either a mansion, an apartment, or a house. That's really good.
That's good.
So far, so good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No Brandon. Holy shit. Oh. This isn't how this works. You usually get fucked over.
This is about to be a great life.
You're about to live in Christopher Nolan and Sydney. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No golf cart Halo Warthog
okay.
thing you were trying to make there.
Yeah, okay.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You won't have you'll either have 2 kids or 106 kids.
Okay.
So either you'll have a happy life or you're a sperm donor.
Okay.
Or a lot of baby mamas. I don't know. Where am I at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No shopping cart. You get your fucking 1969 yes. Dodge yes. Charger RT. That's fucking stupid.
You want to know something crazy, too? 8's my favorite number. And that was an accident.
Wait, 1969 is your favorite number or 69? You think anyone's eight. Favorite number's in the thousands?
Somebody's has to be.
Mine's 10,101 just because of Dune. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, 10,101.
What's your favorite number?
8.
Really?
Yeah, symmetrical. Tip it over as infinity. Infinity.
Okay. When's the last time you flick someone?
I mean, I flicked something at someone yesterday.
Oh, that no. Projectiles.
But I haven't flicked someone in a long time because it actually doesn't feel good to me either. So I just don't do
that. Yeah, right in the nail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have 2 kids.
Okay.
Dude, this is ridiculous.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No house. So you have an apartment or mansion, which
can go either way as well. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, you're not living in Hong Kong. You're either in Vancouver or Sydney. I don't need to circle that.
Okay.
So either with spiders or very nice people in a very clean city.
Either one, I'm okay
with. With the Canucks. Huh?
Either one, I'm okay with going to.
Although Vancouver is pretty sick. You can see like the mountains, like the snowy mountains from the city.
Really?
It's pretty sick. Where are we at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're living in Vancouver.
This is great.
So you have 2 kids. Vancouver with a 1969 Dodge Charger. Now the job thing is where it gets rough. Ready?
I'll happily take any of those, actually.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're living in an apartment.
Okay.
So.
That's fine.
I like it here. So.
Yeah, but it could also be a huge, like, penthouse type apartment.
You don't know your job yet, so calm down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, I fucked that up. I apologize. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Not a video game master.
Okay.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'd have to fit. That'd
be nasty.
I actually kind of wanted that.
Automatons that way.
Yeah.
Bugs over there.
Yeah.
And just the mastermind.
Illuminates.
There's no way that's a hard job.
No. That's literally all you do.
I'd get paid 40 grand a year, which isn't a lot for that job. Are you kidding me? That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, I just work another one.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You are a stunt car driver.
That's sick.
With this 1969 Dodge RT.
Yes.
Help me,
yes.
Chachi.
That is amazing. That's great. That's awesome.
This is stupid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Holy fuck. Yeah, Christopher Nolan. Oh. So
it'll be a nice apartment.
This is your future. Believe it or not. You live in an apartment.
Okay.
You are a stunt car driver.
If 50% of that's true, I'm happy.
So far. You have 2 kids.
Mm.
Perfect. Fine. Whatever. How many kids would you actually want?
2.
Boys or girls? I know you're like
20. I wouldn't mind if it's one of each.
I want girls. Or,
yeah. Like, I don't
know why.
I
know why. Protective. If I had a kid, I care too much about sports. Not even about his performance, about just winning. But I wouldn't be that angry parent. I'd be the guy in the back just like.
Stressed.
I'd just be mad because the coach definitely doesn't know what they're doing. And then the parents you have to deal with, I'd be so pissed. Yeah. Although, girls sports, same thing, but less aggressive.
I feel like there's more internal conflict with girls sports. I only say that because like that's how it's going.
If I have a girl, do you think Caitlin Clark's going to be like her MJ if she wants to play basketball? Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Dude, that chick is ridiculous.
Yeah. Every no, it is really crazy how
guy
she is.
Incel that hates Caitlin Clark needs to be studied.
It's because they're actually scared.
She's insane. She pulls. Oh, make no sense. Oh, you're married to Christopher Nolan.
Okay.
So
nice apartment. We're good.
He's got posters of his movies. You think directors have like some movie stuff they have, or they just don't care?
I've seen when you would take stuff from the set.
Well, as an actor, I would, but I don't want the director.
I would.
It depends how good the movie is.
No, I wouldn't care. I'd still take it.
Okay.
Because if I'm directing it, it'd be a movie I'd want to direct, you know?
Yes, well, sometimes money's tight, but yeah.
Yeah.
Vancouver, you're living in.
Okay.
And you have a 969 Dodge Charger. That's really good.
I like that.
I'm proud of you. Also, not really, because we should have put way more shitty stuff on here. We kind of did.
We did.
You got lucky as hell.
That's pretty great.
Hopefully, that's MASH, folks.
Hopefully that is how it goes, kind of, for the most part. Like 50% of it.
For you or for me?
Both. It'd be pretty sick if we were co-stunt car drivers.
What?
If we were both stunt car drivers.
We're not doing it. We can't do it.
We'd be like doing. We'd be doing like Fast and Furious 17.
Ew. Dude, I am.
You're recovering. It's okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, last night was fun. Yeah. I feel great.
Refreshing.
A little fuzzy is the correct terminology I would put.
A little warm?
Not anymore. No, not anymore. Just fuzzy.
Yeah.
A little dizzy here and there.
Repeat. What did you say?
Did you have that like thing where like if you're erasing something on the whiteboard, you had to get everything off? You had to get
and like mark. If there's even a speck that like if like a teacher is erasing and they leave a speck, I get so mad.
Oh really? No, yeah. I don't care. I love the teachers that don't do it on purpose to piss people off. Really? Like like if I did this and he starts writing.
That drives me nuts.
Oh no, it's awesome. And the teachers get I had some good teachers that were like that.
But they did it on purpose.
Yeah, just to fuck with everyone.
I wouldn't be mad. I don't think I'd be mad if they did it on purpose.
What if they didn't do it on purpose?
Then I would.
Would you raise your hand? Dude, were you? No. Did you raise your hand in school?
What?
Did you raise your hand in school?
Maybe.
Like high school, college, fuck off.
Like, I can probably count that on both my hands, how many times I raised my hand. Really? I was not a participator.
There were some random days where I went in, like, participating.
Really?
Yeah.
You wanted to be like that kid in the back that actually knew everything?
I'm always that kid.
I know. But you like no, I definitely, show it off.
All right. No. But I definitely sat in the back as many times.
Continue.
You're gulping with a straw.
It's good. My lips didn't really have a good seating on that, though.
Sitting?
Seating.
You sat your lips on the straw? get me out of here, brother.
Let me out of here. What's going on?
Did you put seltz in here or something?
Sometimes when you look, first of all, you tell me if you get this. If you look at something that's one color, like a wall or the sky, okay, can you start to see like the individual grains of color?
Time out.
Like almost like static.
I didn't hear one where you said guy spaced out. Second of all, what the fuck did you just say?
Okay, so
can I cut you off?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever look at someone and think of a color instantly when you see him?
Yeah.
What am I? I care.
Tell me what
I care. What color? Like you instantly see color. Like him is orange.
I was gonna say like
yeah. I don't know why.
You know you're like.
It's a wild card color.
You know, you're like mustard brown colored shoes. I think of that color
for you. Yeah, that sucks.
Well, it's unique.
You could have said orange.
Dandelion yellow. That's what I think.
For me?
For him.
Oh, thank God.
For you.
I know yellow.
For you, yeah, I think of.
Careful.
A grayed navy blue.
Okay.
Like a dusty navy blue.
Hey, what is Bryce? 3, 2, 1, yellow. You think green?
That's crazy because my favorite color is not either of those things.
Well, here's the thing. He's got blue eyes, so blue is on the table, kind of. But he looks like a yellow. Kettleson, the name Kettleson, your last name, is very yellowy.
Okay.
Oh,
but yeah. can
Bryce is blue, though.
But can I be like
so you're not blue yellow. Straight yellow? So you're green. You're right. See? All right. You know what? He's got me.
Could I not be like straight green, though? Can I be like...
emerald green?
I was thinking more like,
or like a, the green from Oz. That like emerald, that's emerald green.
I was thinking more of like a, I'm a pastel-y guy.
All right.
It's like a pastel-y green.
What color am I? Did you go? Oh, you went gray navy
dusty
blue?
Dusty navy blue.
What? That's not that, right?
No, that's royal blue.
That's big blue nation, cuh.
Cuh.
You think blue though?
Mm.
I think I have green eyes, don't I?
Yep.
I can't see.
I could tell last night.
No contacts? That sounds wild.
I know it does.
It's funny how we did have that, not that moment, but yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But
pupils were
locked eyes. It's great.
That was funny. Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah, no, but that was funny.
Start sweating.
Yeah, no.
I'm fucking gay. I'm gay.
What?
I love those people on the internet that make fun of like 20 something year olds. Yeah. Like when they really take offense for being called gay. That means, yeah. I'm not fucking gay. You're gay. And get all mad. Oh, it's so funny.
No, I think you are. I think you are dusty navy blue. What Brandon?
What male celebrity would be your type? Like who's a male celebrity that like the public, females, males think is attractive? You're like, I don't get it.
Oh, there's several.
Yeah, who?
Oops, one of them. Sorry. One of them, Sebastian Stan. Bucky Barnes.
That's a good looking dude.
But I don't get it. Another one is, here, give me some.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, he's got a hammer. Yeah, well, a rocket ram.
I mean, that's true.
Apparently. Madeline Klein right now? Are you fucking serious?
I know.
You had Kim K for a bit?
Equipped with a kinetic blade.
Yeah. Shing, shing, shing. That's the only, he's funny.
Yeah.
I like him because he's funny. Good actor. Really good actor.
He's confident, which is.
You think King of Staten Island? That's a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That one will always kind of puzzle me. But most of them are actors that...
His teeth are like this.
Who?
Pete's? Yeah. Fucked up. Yeah, that's one. Are you a Chalamet guy? He's a good-looking dude. But, dude, he's 31 or something.
Yeah, see... No, he's like 28, 29. But
he's 30s.
What?
He looked... I think.
Because I can't help but think that he was like... For some reason with him, I get the vibe like, oh, yeah, he goes to my school, just never had the same classes. Like that's the vibe I get
from Timothée.
Yeah,
Timothée Chalamet. That rhymes.
Yeah.
What do you think his age is actually?
29.
28. I was wrong. That's
the only reason. The only reason I kind of knew that is because when I saw the news of him dating Kylie Jenner, I'm like, isn't she way older than him?
How old is Kylie Jenner?
27.
Oh, I thought you older than that. How old is Travis? Trav.
I don't know. Look at my eye.
My eye to Middale, you see the soul.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know who's okay, that's crazy. Anyone else that you think that's like not, like Chris Evans?
Yeah, obviously, I wish I looked like him. That's
no,
just how it is.
No, you know, like you get that though?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, I get it. It's just.
Liam Hemsworth has a punchable face.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, that's
he's got a smug look.
That's the Hunger Games guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a punchable face. I don't know why.
He's, I don't know. It's like he's always half smiling no matter what.
Tom Holland? That's heavy. People, I don't.
He's
such a better actor than people think he is.
Yeah, I think.
Devil all the time in Crowded Room, he's ridiculous.
I think what we have to understand is that girls find guys attractive in different fonts.
Yeah.
Like hot attractive versus cute attractive.
Well, we do the same thing.
Holland's definitely a cute
We do the attractive. Same thing.
Yeah, I guess so. But
Emma Stone.
Yeah, that's true.
Not really hot.
Yep. So Holland's definitely, I don't know what's going on there. Also, I don't quite get Shawn Mendes.
His voice is very grainy.
Yeah. He's always.
God, I wish I could like sing.
Going over the rumble strips on the highway.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes?
Sean,
why don't you look at my phone, like hot dudes? Think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, look up like most attractive dudes. Bradley Cooper.
We're gonna do some weird women after this too.
Okay,
and if, see if it's like you don't get it or get it. Chris, Liam, Austin Butler, dude. He's a good fucking actor.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I mean, he does have a strange face, kind of. I think
we filmed something earlier about the worst, like a bad movie you enjoyed. Aliens in the Attic.
Aliens in the Attic, we should have put. Yeah, that was so good.
Do you remember that movie, dude?
I remember the anti-grav
grenade. Like in Halo.
Yeah. Anti-grav grenade. The like mind control darts.
Oh, dude. Those aliens look kind of good for the time.
For the time. I don't want to rewatch it.
What year do you think it came out? 2008? It's correct. I know.
11.
I think it was 10. I think it's 2010 for sure. Who's the other actor, dude? He was in nothing else.
I don't remember.
Sharpay was in it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And that old lady who was in everyone's... Yep.
Yep.
Everybody loves Raymond.
I don't.
2009. Shit.
9. Okay.
5'4". Rain into 7.
Dude, I'm so glad that we remembered Super 8.
Yeah, that movie.
It was amazing.
The train scene was because
it was the opening.
It's J.J. Abrams, right?
Yeah, that was the opening scene.
Why did that movie not like become popular? Or was it
that walked so that Stranger Things could run?
That's though. That train scene is like top five scenes ever for like a fact. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That fat guy running. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel. Not for me. I said like that. Not for me.
Not for me. Does anyone actually find him?
Johnny Depp.
He's kind of weird. Maybe in his, when he's younger or like the Dior commercials.
I know, his voice is kind of sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Chris Evans. These are all basic. Tom Hardy.
I don't really get it. He's got gruff, but I don't really get it.
Gruff?
Like dad.
He looks like he could bark. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's also got
mustache. Channing Tatum's a good looking
dude. Yeah, I get that.
Michael B. Jordan, I don't understand.
I'm not going to say anything. I was going to say, he doesn't look that unique.
That's okay. You're good there. You didn't have to censor that.
Yeah.
Zac Efron now? No.
17
again, Zac Efron? How old is he?
I want to know if he actually shattered his jaw, how he says.
Dude, his jaw is an iron claw? Holy fuck, dude. It's a box.
Yeah. Because he looks like he's in pain all the time.
He was 22 when 17 again came out. Okay, so he was above
80. Isn't that crazy? Our age?
Paul, Fast Furious guy that died.
Oh, Paul Walker.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he is a good looking dude.
Ooh, who played Quicksilver for Marvel? This guy's on here. I don't know his name, but his face is right.
Which
here.
One?
The
X-Men or the
Elizabeth Olsen's brother.
Oh, that one is, he's in Bullet Train.
It's yes.
The same guy.
Holy shit.
Why am I not remembering his name?
He's with that black dude's awesome. I love that guy.
He's kick ass too.
I don't know his name. I could look it up. I don't want to.
I like legit. I knew it. I should know it. But yeah.
Ryan Gosling's a good looking.
Yeah, he is good. Although he's probably like the best fit for playing Ken because he's the most stereotypical like good looking white guy.
Dude, he's so fucking possible. Talented.
Yeah.
La La Land, dude.
Dude, Gray Man was actually so good in
Gray Man. I love Gray Man.
Yeah.
I watched that on a plane too, which made it way better. Yeah. Movies on planes make it better.
Yeah. Immersive.
All right. So we have the female list, and this is wild. This is Google.
Okay.
First one's Alexander Daddario.
I get it.
Thank you, True Detective. All right. Shailene Woodley.
Can I see your face?
Divergent chick.
I remember. Oh.
Yeah, not for me. Elizabeth Olsen, not really for me either.
She has her moments, but I don't know how much. She is talented, though. That's pretty. She's pretty good.
She's very good
at acting.
Yeah, she knows. What the fuck is that? Teresa Palmer. Yep. Why? That's crazy how she's like here. Sandra Bullock. Megan Fox like
before? Because
like remember? Do you remember how Megan Fox was like it as a child?
Because literally the epitome of
Transformers really helped.
Yeah, it did.
But I wasn't.
Made me want a Camaro and have it break down.
Yeah, and it transform.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson. Oh, yeah, this is the one you don't like, right?
I don't think she's ugly or anything. It's just not, I don't know.
That's fucking wild that you think that she's not attractive.
It's not that I don't. I just think she's overrated in how attractive she is.
Look on the camera and say that.
I think she's overrated.
Okay, you can't even, you're side-eyeing it. You can't, no, Scarlett Johansson, that's different. Jennifer Lawrence, not for me. She also, her attitude's kind of wild.
She does seem like kind of a cool person.
I don't
want to
work. I want to go home on my couch and eat pizza.
I saw that.
And I go, you're like award-winning actress, very good. Like,
yeah,
come on. Although, you're not one of us.
No Hard Feelings was pretty good. It was her.
She's good in everything she is. Yeah. Silver Linings?
Yeah.
Good. Megan Fox, Mila Kunis. Yep. Kate Upton? It was too much. Well, too much.
Maybe she acted better.
She's not a good actress at all.
No.
Justin Verlander, still, yep. Michelle Rodriguez, who's that? Oh, it's Fast and Furious chick.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm saying no.
Oh. She's
Letty, the one that had like amnesia.
But she's the helicopter driver in Avatar, the first one?
Yeah, I think she's in it.
She was that chick that she died?
I don't remember, though.
Amber Heard? That's... Look at that picture. Look how edited that is.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's an alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy. I know where her...
Vanessa Hudgens?
I know.
Dude, Vanessa Hudgens in the Journey to the Center Earth movie.
Yeah.
All right. Rihanna? Or... Wait, isn't it pronounced differently? Did that just come out somewhere? It's not Rihanna. It's
like Rihanna or something.
Rihanna. It's Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a go.
Just say Riri.
Oh, yeah, Riri, for sure. Jessica Alba, yep. I can't believe she played fucking Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sue Storm.
Yeah. So they're doing that again? Pedro Pascal's?
But Pedro, whatever. They're doing it, so, like, sticking closer to the comics, where it's a six team in the 60s.
Okay.
But then, you know how they get into, like, this... Okay, you know, like the old Fantastic Four movie where they go into space with something and then they get hit by like some
and then they wave turn cool.
And then they turn like that. Well, what I'm sure is something like that happens when they get their powers, but since the whole like quantum realm thing is a thing, they get transported to like current MCU time, so they jump out of the 60s.
That's stupid as hell. Chris Evans was the best Human Torch.
He's supposed to be reprising that role in like the multiversal movie that's coming out.
That's stupid, but like he was good.
He was great.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Why is Krasinski why was he the thing?
He just wanted to be a superhero. Yeah.
John Krasinski's good. Dude, that movie, if I'll see it.
I want to see it because him and Ryan Reynolds writing it.
That's gonna be great. And,
yeah.
And their wives, Emily Blunt.
I would want to.
Yes or no? Yes, because it's that the Day After Tomorrow. No, that's Jake Gyllenhaal and
Edge of Tomorrow. Rossum.
Emmy Rossum, good looking.
Edge of Tomorrow was good.
Blake Lively. Good God.
Yes.
Yeah. Beyonce.
Yay. Say.
Yeah, but it's Jay-Z. You can't really.
Yeah. That.
Well, then you got like the Zendaya Ortega.
Yeah, the modern font of people.
Yeah, Gal Gadot. Is that how you say her name?
I don't know.
She's too model-y.
She also can't act either.
So there's like, you know, obviously like, there's categories, right? It's like hot, cute, whatever.
Yeah.
She's like model.
Yeah. It's kind of like, weird.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
She, like her name.
Like she's tall probably.
Like her name in Fast and Furious is Giselle, and that fits her very perfectly almost.
Giselle? Yeah. Isn't that Tom Brady's ex-wife? Yeah. Giselle. Yeah. Giselle Bynum. Taylor Swift?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad.
Jesus Christ. Zendaya, that's all crazy. So there's nothing, like, except for the Scarlett Johansson one, there's nothing
like
crazy.
I definitely understand all of these.
Yes, for sure.
I definitely understand all of these. Well, that's because
you're straight, I think, also.
Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz?
I mean, maybe not with the Pattinson Batman haircut.
It's like any Catwoman would be kind of cool. Yeah. Selena Gomez. That was never for me.
Wizards of Waverly Place when I was like that.
How old was she? Oh, you were that old.
I mean, okay, fair. I was like 10.
I almost tried to get you canceled. All the Jenners, yeah, but they're not really real.
Exactly.
Ariana Grande, still a kid.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that kind of strange?
She will always be Kat, so.
Isn't it strange the one dude she's dating is the live action SpongeBob from Broadway?
Oh, yeah. That is weird.
I thought that was like a joke.
Rachel McAdams is on here.
Mm-hmm.
She's good looking.
Yeah.
And then the one, Olivia Wilde. Yep. Okay. Oh, this is what I was talking about. Different topic. But what's her name? The queen in Game of Thrones.
Oh,
she's a Clark.
Yeah, Emilia Clarke. Emilia Clarke, yeah.
Good looking, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about this with you earlier, of how people act in a role, but then they go back to being themselves, which is fine, obviously, yeah. Do that. But has an actor ever thought, like, I'm just going to be this character forever because he's so cool?
I feel like you start to... Okay, so if you
film, I know you're not being yourself, but like...
Well, imagine
like playing... Like if Timothée Chalamet was Paul Atreides all the time, are you kidding me?
Well, imagine playing like a 6-year-long show of the same character and you're doing that...
That's what I'm saying.
...for months out of the year.
Like Shameless.
Like you, no matter what, I don't think you'll be the same person at the end of it as you were in the beginning.
Well, it's like, yeah, I agree. Okay.
Yeah, so you're like...
Because it takes a toll.
You'll like unintentionally carry that with you, like Butler and his voice for Elvis. Although that's an extreme example.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
But... Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I feel like I would definitely like say some of my coolest one-liners, but in real life.
Oh God.
For example, what? May thy knife chip and chatter. Something like that.
I don't know. I had something on here that actually oh. I wrote down this a while ago. Are there ever those dudes that could be celebrities or not that you just want to be friends with? Because I was talking about like...
Sandler.
Really? I was talking about like the actor and fake actor thing. Like I'd be friends with Paul Atreides.
No, yeah, I would too.
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, you have to. You can get die.
It would be... Well, are you talking about characters?
Both. The character went into actor. That's what I was trying to like mix in the two.
Oh. Well, like if I were to have...
Yeah, I'd be friends with Jon Snow all the time.
Yeah. I think it'd be sick to be friends with Timothée, maybe Tom Holland... Because if you're friends with Tom Holland, you're friends with Zendaya.
And then she seems dope.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that would just be a blast. And then, you know what I would actually kind of dig is being friends with John Bernthal.
Whoa, dude. That'd be cool.
That would be so fun.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah. That scene is a meme and I hate it because it's not a meme. It's a really good scene.
Yeah, I know. Watching it, it's like, that's
fucked.
Gotta be terrible. But,
Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like that'd be super fun.
Is Shia LaBeouf, wasn't he crazy?
Yeah.
For like portrayed?
I mean, he kind of was. Like he admits that he like went off the rails a little bit.
And then,
but him and Bernthal.
Found like faith or something?
Kind of. But then like him and Bernthal, like Bernthal kind of helped him Fury. After Fury.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So.
Peanut Butter Falcon? Great.
Falcon.
Yeah.
Falcon.
Do you have a car? Atomic Fro.
Shut up.
The movie is super good, though.
It is very
good. And, like, the ending was, like, I genuinely had you, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shia gonna die.
I watched Fury the other day.
Super good.
It's good.
Mm.
It's just, I like, for World War II movies, there's just so much better ones.
The only reason...
Like, Saving Private Ryan's ridiculous.
The only reason I like Fury so much is, first of all, a stacked cast in a tank. Second of all, it's kind of cool to see, like, the tank, like, the strict tank warfare in that one fight scene when there's, like, 6 tanks fighting or something like that. Or like
four, oh, they're charging tanks. Each other?
Yeah. That was sick. And then just the whole, like, final, like, act of them taking down as many Germans as they,
and they're all those things are kind of disgusting. Nothing but Logan Lerman is good, dude. Logan Lerman is a good actor,
yeah.
Percy Jackson,
but also,
he will always be my Percy Jackson. I don't care,
yeah. But like, also, I can't think of any like roles in recent things that I can see Logan Lerman fitting into, which is what's like,
dude. Perks of Being a Wallflower, that movie is ridiculously good.
Super good.
Logan Lerman, Emma Watson, who you think that combo would work?
Somebody had a dream and it worked out. But
I have a dream.
Whatever happened to the dude who voices Hiccup or the
that guy? That Sorcerer's Apprentice guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I want to be the Prime Meridian.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I want the ring. Give me the ring.
Dude. Think about the movie like hindsight. We talk about it all the time. But like,
yeah.
Nicolas Cage is your mentor. Mm-hmm. Teresa Palmer is your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You have a ring of power. That, what?
Yeah, and you know how to use Tesla coils.
That's for your next investment.
Play Secrets.
Oh, yeah, by One Republic. Why that song? It's a good song.
made for a good scene.
I get the scripts, One Republic and like something else mixed up all the time.
I think our triad of like old movies that we held so high is the three we've talked about today. Is Sorcerer's Apprentice, Aliens in the Attic, Super 8.
Zathura?
Zathura is good, but I feel like that's not underrated.
No, but I'm talking about movies that people might not have heard of. Yeah. That, like, sparked a memory. So
Zathura is good.
Those three, those four. Well, mm-hmm. Other ones, like, Shorts.
Shorts, yes. Shorts? Yes, with The Rock.
Yeah, and the Bubble Space House. Rock.
Yeah.
Shorts.
Yeah. Wait, was that the Shameless dad? Who played the germaphobic dad? I just remember.
Yeah. It wasn't Buscemi, right? No way. Yeah, it might
have
been.
He was in it, but I don't think that was him. It was him. It was Buscemi. I don't know. Those movies are amazing.
Sure. How to Eat Dry Fried Worms. The fact that you haven't seen that is crazy.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. Bridge to Terabithia.
Yep.
I'll cry right now.
Every time.
It's not funny. What other one is there? Name one more when we get out of here. Because my posture blows.
Yeah, mine's terrible. I feel my vertebrae sinking out of my spine.
Isn't your vertebrae your spine?
Yeah.
So how does that work?
It doesn't.
Okay. Kid movie. Not animated. Just non-animated kid movies. Not animated. Dude, that one movie... With the Josh Peck was in as a kid with his best friend was like a little kid with red hair. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was called either.
Damn it. Oh, Big Fat Liar, the guy.
Oh. Is that it?
No, that's not it. It was a different movie. Oh. Where the guy jumps in the water and turns blue.
I've seen that one.
That's a good one.
Did you ever watch Big Fish?
Nope. Was it about a fish?
I don't even really. Ewan McGregor was the main guy in it. But he was like... It's basically a retelling of a story, and Ewan McGregor plays a younger version of this dude's dying dad.
Holy shit, it's 8.0.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like, because the dad is known for having like super...
Oh, Rags.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the final one.
Yep.
Dude, because that guy's actually sings now, like Max. Yeah, she has like music. When he was singing and like cleaning,
yeah,
like, I want to clean.
Yeah, I wanna get up, clean,
can I have a rag?
Sing to the vacuum.
With Keke Palmer?
You like Palmers, huh?
I like Keke Palmer and Trisha Palmer for very different reasons.
Yeah.
Keke Palmer can sing, I'm sure it's cool. Trisha Palmer's Message from the King with Black Panther actor. What's his name? He died?
Chadwick Boseman?
Yes. Him and Trisha Palmer were in the same Netflix movie, Message from the King.
Okay.
Where Boseman came from Africa as like this gangster. I came in America and beat the fuck everyone.
Okay.
Don't know why my head went with there. But yeah, Teresa Palmer from Sorcerer's Apprentice is probably that was nuts. Keira Knightley.
Oh.
That's who was on the list that I was thinking of earlier. Yeah, that's a go.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's good. Nope.
All right. See you later.